As members of Congress go, the four House freshman Democrats who make up the so-called squad, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, already were celebrities for the impact they made when they arrived in Congress in January. Since then, however, Wall Street Journal congressional reporter Natalie Andrews says they've led a split-screen existence in the Democratic Party inside and outside Congress. Natalie, what are you hearing?
Outside of the halls of the Capitol, they are celebrated and beloved by activists and progressives. They go to these conferences and they're cheered. There's memes, there's inspirational quotes. Inside of the Capitol, you have a different reaction to these freshman lawmakers. You have some who say, hey, maybe you should learn a little bit about how this place works. You have some who feel like they've come and approached things the wrong way. And it's created a little bit of tension.
Is the traditional approach to Congress, this is going to sound harsh, but come in, sit down, and shut up for a while?
You know, some of the members who have been in Congress for a little while and just fought to win the majority would probably like to tell that to a few freshmen.
Okay. Why is it just the four of them? There are lots of freshman lawmakers, aren't there?
This is totally true. Back in November, when these particular four, they were in a photo shoot and a magazine interview, Miss Ocasio-Cortez took a picture and posted it on Instagram and dubbed it The Squad. And it kind of took off. And also, these four have bonded together and released statements at various times as a foursome. And so that has kind of solidified it beyond that. They released a statement opposing the border supplemental that was in debate in the House in June. And so they have kind of really fallen back on the fact that they stick together.
Yeah. So they generate, obviously, a ton of attention from the media and on social media, where they're very popular. They have no legislative victories under their belt. So how long can this ride last for them?
It's a good question. And it is common for a freshman to not be touting major accomplishments 6 months in. But these women have come in and expressed big ideas. Ilhan Omar wants to cancel student loan debt. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has talked about a Green New Deal. Rashida Tlaib has talked about establishing some sort of universal income. She comes from a very low-income district, and so she's often talking about solutions to help people in America who are not making much money. It remains to be seen what their legacy will be. I mean, they've only been in Congress for 6 months, so it's kind of crazy to talk about their legacy, but I think that goes to the impression they've made, that the party really sees them as the future.
Right. Who in the party, I guess, sees them as the future? Because some are concerned ahead of 2020 that they are going to be identified as the new face of the Democratic Party, which some I know in the party are not comfortable with.
Yeah, I would definitely say it's the activists. So it's this split-screen thing of they were at the Netroots conference last week, which is a gathering of progressives, and they were cheered and celebrated. Indivisible, which is a group that formed after the 2016 election, has celebrated and elevated these women. So it is one of those things that outside they are cheered. And internally there is this tension of, hey, are these four going to hurt us if we, as like a centrist member who, say, just won a district in Kansas or in the Midwest, those members are a little nervous about being tied to people who are talking about progressive ideas and at times calling themselves democratic socialists and things like that.
I speak with Natalie Andrews, congressional reporter at The Wall Street Journal. She's written a piece entitled "For the Squad, a Split-Screen Existence in and Out of Congress." Are they trying to include others in their four-person group? Do they think that, there'd be strength in numbers, for example, if there were more people in the squad?
Ayanna Pressley, who is a congresswoman from Massachusetts, she says that everyone who believes in what they believe in is part of the squad. So she has this unifying message that, like, we're all part of the squad if you believe what we believe, you know, in helping people and embracing that message. So she is trying to really expand the idea. We know that they have tried to also smooth over some of the tension that they may have contributed to causing in the House.
There's Natalie. Natalie Andrews, Wall Street Journal congressional reporter.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.